What happens when you refuse to be defined by a diagnostic label and instead chase your dreams? That's what you'll discover in this first episode of Opening Opportunities, Season 2 of the Imagine More podcast. Welcome to Opening Opportunities. This season, we will explore pathways to meaningful employment for people with intellectual disability, drawing on powerful insights from our 2023 Opening Opportunities Conference. I'm your host, Osha. Today, we're kicking off our season with Nathan Basher's incredibly inspiring presentation, Living the Dream. This was the conference's opening presentation, and it set an incredibly powerful tone for the days that followed. Nathan has Down syndrome, but as he puts it, that's not who he is. He's a filmmaker, attended the University of Sydney, and works at Nova 96.9 radio station. Nathan is a sought-after speaker, who shares his insights on what's possible when people are encouraged to live their dreams. He believes real change comes from breaking through the fixed and mixed mindsets that create barriers for people with disability. In this episode, we'll hear how Nathan challenged limiting mindsets and is living a life full of potential. The full transcription of Nathan's presentation can be found in this episode's show notes. You'll also find a link to our website where you can watch his presentation on video. I'll hand over to Nathan as he takes the stage.
When I was born, there were low expectations of me. The delivering doctor said to my parents, "I think your baby has Down syndrome. You have three options. You can institutionalize him, adopt him out, or take him home. How is it that someone can categorize a life like that?" This is my mum, Dad, and I, and I bet what you're thinking, "Oh, what an adorable baby." My parents may have had to do everything they could do to make my life as ordinary as possible. And by them choosing option three, take him home, has changed my life and has enabled me to live a life full of potential. Every person has a dream unique to them, and I'm living mine. This has been possible for me because my family started a vision for my life. They did not put limits on what could be possible for me. I am on the way to realizing my potential. The vision that was held for me by my family from birth was to live a life full of the same opportunities as my two younger brothers. This is a few pics of me with my younger brothers and a couple of cousins phone in. And here I am, doing surf life-saving. As you can see, the board is bigger than me. And I am struggling a bit, but it didn't stop me. I just kept picturing David Hasselhoff from Baywatch. And the motivation paid off. But it wasn't always easy, irrespective of the vision that my mom and my dad have for me. So let me talk about the struggles. Because I was born with a label, Down syndrome, people immediately assumed a low expectation for me and of me. Here are some examples. Comments were actually made by principals at that time to my parents when trying to find a school for me to attend. One local public school head said, "I'll have to see how our parent body would feel by having a child like Nathan at the school." As you can imagine, it didn't take long to take that school off the list. The kid with Down syndrome, forget the fact that I had a name. Our parish school principal said, "We have a lot of gifted and talented students at our school. He will be best suited to the other Catholic school in our area." Another one off the list. He sees me in my kindergarten photo. "In case you can't find me, I'm the cutest kid there. As I'm the one with the glasses." They were other comments from people like, "He'll never learn maths. They never do." Or, "He'll never get a job. They never do." And my favorite, "He will never have a sense of humor, as that requires internet." So to that doctor, I say, "Look, he's laughing now." So although I am laughing now, let me assure you that for people with disabilities, this fixed mindset of others is no laughing matter. I see the biggest challenge of all has been that historically, society has held certain beliefs, or shall I say, a fixed mindset, when it comes to people with disability. For example, that people with disability have had nothing to offer society. A belief that people with disability could only have friends who also had a disability. That people with disability should be grouped together based on their label. At one point, I had to say to my mother, "Stop clumping me with people based on my perceived ability. Just let me be me in the world." When I was in my teens, I was a bit of a nerd, but with a growth mindset of being a jock, just like most of the boys in my year. As I didn't want to end up all bald and fat and still living at home with my parents, I wanted to move out of home, get fit, and end up on the front cover of Minutes of Magazine. Throughout my life, I have continued, challenged, and I've continued to challenge these fixed mindsets. Growing up, I did ordinary, typical things, such as attending a mainstream primary and high school, having a job, attending university, being a filmmaker, traveling the world, having friends, living in my own home, and all the other ordinary, everyday things we all do. I started school, I started work experience, like the other boys in my class. My first job was in a department store. Then, can you guess what I was doing? I was hanging ladies' underwear. Now, while at the time, I didn't mind it at all, my mum didn't think it was appropriate for a teenage boy, and I knew that this was not the type of work that was best suited to me. My parents and I wanted something more suitable. We decided to be more proactive in the future. And at the time, my parents asked me, "What do you enjoy doing the most? What are you passionate about? What would be a good fit at the age of nearly 17? "Well, I'm really passionate about film." So my mum made a phone call to our local video easy school, told them about my love of film, and simply asked Deanna if I could do some experience. I commenced work experience Thursday afternoons after school. I enjoyed this time, and I learnt many skills. I was good at this job. However, it was highly likely that there would be no long-term future in this type of role. So my parents and I discussed where we would like to see me long-term. My mum for a corporate, wearing a suit in the city, the big end of town, the wonderful dream, or so she thought. My mum had remembered a conversation she had with her friend's husband. He had previously worked with a person with disability, and he spoke very favourably about that experience and how much her employee was respected and valued in the workplace. That's what we wanted, employment, where I would be respected and be a contributing and valued employee. So my mum made her second phone call. The request was approved by the company's CEO and supported by my school. So over an 18-month period, I worked at a major global financial services and wealth management firm, Morgan Stanley. I was an office assistant and undertook taskings such as sorting the mail run, refiling photocopiers with paper, tricking security bins and deliveries over the company's four floors. This was the big end of town, and the feedback we received was that they loved having me around, and my parents loved me being there. As you can imagine, my parents were feeling quite self-satisfied. But when it came toward the end of my usual schooling, my mentor and supervisor at work called me in for my weekly update meeting and said, "Well, Nathan, you're nearing the end of your schooling. What do you see yourself doing? Do you see yourself working here?" "Oh, no," I replied. "This is just work experience. I want to work with celebrities." When my supervisor told my mum, "Well, Joe, Nathan doesn't want to work here. He wants to work with celebrities." Let me tell you, I think there was a small part of her that wanted to grab me by the throat. However, she must have taken one of her deep yogic breaths and she simply asked, "So you want to work with celebrities? Well, how can we make that happen?" And I promptly replied, "I could work at Nova radio station with Merrick Amoroso and Kate Ritchie. These were the guys I listened to on the radio every morning as we drove to school." I'm sure a lot of mums would have adored me, but my mum didn't. She listened to me and made her third phone call. A meeting was arranged with the teacher manager, and my mum, along with a representative from Job Support, the agency that was to provide me with workplace training and support. My mum was armed with a photo of me and Hope as she shook hands with the HR manager and introduced herself. She handed him the photo of me. She said, "This is Nathan, and you really could make a difference to his life." And the rest was history. For the past 13 years, I worked at Nova 96.9, a Smooth FM, the radio station, as an office assistant. Here are some pics from my travels with friends and the amazing people I have met through my work. I do believe that all of the work experience I did helped me to get a clear picture of the type of work that I wanted to do and was best suited for. Like building blocks, I built on what I had learned. It helped me build my courage to take risks and to keep trying new things. As I had gotten older, I wanted to share my story with others, and that is how I became a motivational speaker, an advocate for inclusion in the workplace, and have spoken at international and national conferences, legal forums, corporate functions, universities, schools, community groups, and workshops, sharing my insights about what can happen when people are encouraged to live their dreams and to live life to their full potential. Last year, I was asked to be an International Day of People with Disability ambassador, which you can check out my story on their website. Along with the people around me who support me, who are always looking for ways I can expand my knowledge and learn new skills. It always gets me motivated when it is something that I love doing or I am passionate about. Well, one of my all-time favorite passions is films. I just love anything about films, from how they are made, the actors who star in them, and the film plotline and scenes. I just can't get enough, as the Black Eyed Peas would say. Over 10 years ago, I started to learn more about filmmaking by attending a course through our local community college. Completing the course enabled me to learn from filmmakers and people who worked in the industry more about how films are made. The skills I have learned at the course and my passion has enabled me to work on international blockbuster film sets, be a film director and a production assistant. But most excitingly, I got to work on Marvel's Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, and for Love and Thunder. Both films were shot in Sydney at Fox Studios. It was beyond exciting to work on the production of such huge blockbusters, and as a Marvel fan, it was a dream come true. My roles included working in the director's team, executive support, digital security, and camera and lighting. And yes, I did get to meet Chris Hemsworth, Taika Waititi, Sam Neill, and Jeff Blum on the set of Thor, and that was just awesome. I can't tell you any secrets about the film, as I signed a non-disclosure agreement. And as a professional filmmaker, I stayed true to my contract. But what I can say is that I learned loads on the sets of Shang-Chi and Thor, and it really helped me to cement my filmmaking skills and understanding of how production comes to life. from my advocacy and motivational speaking work, I like to think that I am breaking down barriers on how our society receives people with disability, and ensuring people with disability have meaningful employment opportunities and are included in all aspects of our society. The ultimate goal for humanity, of course, is that one day the word inclusion will not need to be used in the context of people, because everyone should be seen as an equal. A lot of my work and speaking to organizations and businesses is about advocating for inclusion for people with disability, and in particular people with an intellectual disability, not just in the workplace, but in all areas of our society. I really want other people to have this with disability to have the same type of opportunities and experiences as I have had. I know for others it has been hard and faced many barriers. Often people with disability, when they finish school, do not have an avenue to continue their learning, and something that they may be passionate about, which could lead into a meaningful employment opportunity and extending their social networks. To improve this for people with disability, organizations need to recognize their responsibility in ensuring that they are representing all of our society. So true diversity, it is not just rhetoric or a tick in the box process when it comes to inclusion. I would like to believe that by me speaking out and sharing my story, it has helped in changing mindsets. I think a lot of people have disability bias of the fear of the unknown. I think people see me do ordinary things. Let's help break down long-held barriers. My message to everyone, whenever it is a school, anyone supporting someone with their employment or a company or business, is to be more inclusive and accessible for people with disability, and to have the courage to realize that everyone has innate human potential. Each person is unique and could add an impact to your school, organization, or community. They're changing not only our mindsets, but the culture of our communities. We can make an impact on people's lives. Life is about the journey, about having the courage to take risk and overcome your fears. The power we hold within, our unique human potential, can be realized if we dared to dream. What I would suggest, if you are helping someone to live their dream and truly belong like I am, one, don't put the person into a box. Two, lose the fear of the unknown. Three, have a positive vision. Four, look at their strengths in the same way you will look at the strengths of a non-disabled person. Five, hold high expectations. Six, try lots of things. And seven, really listen to them and speak up. Thanks for inviting me along today to share a bit about my story. You can find out more about me by following me on social media. Thank you very much.
What a powerful presentation from Nathan Basher. Nathan's achievements, attending university, working at a major radio station, filmmaking, and life-saving, are great examples of what can happen when a vision for someone's life is held that doesn't put limits on what's possible. His core message is clear. We need to challenge the mindsets that create barriers and instead allow people's skills and contributions to shine. It's a powerful call to action for all of us who walk alongside people with intellectual disability as they pursue their goals and dreams. We hope Nathan's story has resonated with you as much as it did with the conference attendees. Thank you for tuning in today. If you were inspired by what you heard today and want to hear more presentations like this from the conference, please subscribe to Opening Opportunities on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribing is the best way to ensure you don't miss future episodes. Please also share the podcast with anyone interested in supporting people with disability to access the good things in life. To learn more about Imagine More, customized employment, micro-enterprise, and to find additional resources and videos from the conference, please visit our website, imaginemore.org.au. Join us next time for a presentation by Dr. Jenny Crosby. Jenny will discuss customized employment within the Australian system and explain what helps and hinders young people with disabilities as they seek employment. See you then.